Oh my god. It's been 20 minutes already. How much longer is this going to take? It's freezing out here. Shut up. You know the alarm would have turned out to be for a real fire this time if I'd taken the time to get dressed. I'm just glad I wore my long coat tonight. But seriously, dude, we are not having sexy times in your dorm anymore. Not if these jackasses are gonna keep pulling the fire alarm in the middle of the night. This is like, what, the 8th or 9th time this month? Yeah, I know. It's been sweet having that room all to yourself ever since Chris dropped out, but it's a quarter after midnight in the middle of fucking February. I'm standing here naked under my coat, freezing my ass off because these morons think it's funny to drag the entire fire department out here for every other. Ooh, your RA's coming out. I think he's... Oh, thank Christ. We could go back in. Come on, let's go, move people, move it. Oh my god, I know we left your room in a bit of a state, but Jesus. All those toys on the bed, and the cuffs just dangling from the headboard, and that... Oh, and the only light on here is that red bulb you put in your lamp. You know, the firemen have to check every room, right? I bet at least one guy from that crew is feeling very, very jealous right now. Well, yeah, I'd like to pick up where we left off. I was looking forward to being, tied up and restrained for the very first time, but, I don't know, the mood's kind of broken. I'm feeling all jumpy and restless, and, well, yeah, maybe that is the best time to be all tied up and helpless. Okay, let me just, step out of this coat and get back on the bed. And now, yeah, why don't you come over here and cuff me, big boy? Ooh. fuck. Alright. Maybe you are right, because I'm, like, instantly fucking horny now. I can't do a thing about it. So, why don't you come here and warm me back up, mister? Pretty please? Hey, where are you going? Dude! Oh, yes, Mr. Fireman. I do need assistance. Save me. My jerk boyfriend heard the alarm go off, and he just panicked, ran off, and left me here, all helpless and tied up. What are you doing with your phone? Oh, so you need to document the scene, huh? Okay, but this is just, like, for your official report, right? I don't want to be on the internet one day and suddenly find a video of me squirming in bed all naked and restrained like this. You're kind of documenting things very close up now. Oh, checking for bruises and foul play. Well, my boyfriend might be a selfish jerk, and he's apparently kind of a coward in crisis. But he's not rough with me. Do I wish he was rough with me? Sir, I don't see that's any of your official business. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be hysterical. Please, do your job. Do what you have to. Spread my legs? Why? You have to check for more bruising? Okay, if that's standard procedure and all, I can tell you my pussy hasn't gotten any attention tonight. We were, only just getting started when that alarm started blaring, and then that pussy just jumped up and ran out of here. What was that for? Giving my clit a quick little lick? Can't be standard operating procedure for you guys. What do you mean, I'm right? I see. A quick lick isn't a SOP at all. Well then, do what you have to, Mr. Fireman. Oh yes, get up inside me. Get that tongue deep inside me. It's so much bigger than my boyfriend. Fuck. I wonder if it's true elsewhere too. But what if he comes back for me and catches you at this? Oh, the other guys from your crew will make sure that doesn't happen, huh? Well, better idea that in, mister, because I don't want you to fucking stop. Fuck, I thought you guys were supposed to put out fires. Hey, what are you? No, sir. I won't tell you how to do your job again. Yeah, those are butt plugs. I've been experimenting with a little, butt play recently. But seriously, dude, those are metal and they must be ice fucking cold right now. Maybe not to. Oh, come on, dude. That's the biggest one. I'm not ready for that yet. I still need the trainer. Please. Please, please, please. Warm it up for you. How can I? Ooh. Ooh. Dude, what has come over you? You're never like this. No. I think I'm fucking loving it. Keep going, please. I know it must be so frustrating, so aggravating, getting called out here every night because a bunch of overprivileged college kids like us think it's so damn funny, pulling alarm after alarm after alarm, and it wasn't him tonight. But my boyfriend, he's definitely pulled one that I know of. That was a couple of weeks ago. And, oh yes, take this clothes off. Take them off and use me however you like. pay him back for wasting your time. Time and time again. Use me however the fuck you want, right here in his bed. Take it all out on me. Please. Please. Please take it out on me. Oh, yes. Lube that butt plug nice and good for me. Nice and wet. Nice and slick. I'm ready for it. Please. Let me adjust to it. Hey, no, please, just give me. Holy fuck, babe. Holy shit. Oh my god. That's so. Oh my god. That look at me is so intense. Holy shit. What's up? Goddamn. Oh my god, baby. You never fucked me like this. You never. Sorry. I'm so tired. I'm sorry. Just please don't stop. Oh my god. You're cocking me. That look at me. Oh god, I can't feel stuffed enough. Holy shit. Next time, I want a dildo. I want to fuck myself with a dildo while you fuck me in the ass. Oh, fuck. I'm ready for that. I fucking want it. I fucking need it. Bring my lids back. Fold me up like a fucking lawn chair. Just keep on. You fucking Mr. Fireman. Every time this happens, every time pulses break you, take it out on me. And find me, march right back inside, right in front of my boyfriend. Fuck, get your friends to grab him, pin him down, and make him watch. Is that the kind of filth you need here? Get all worked up like this? Fuck, baby, you can roleplay all the time. This is, oh god, this is so. No, don't slow down. Don't fucking tease me. God, that's so long, slow strokes. Come on, baby. Mr. Fireman, we're not making love here. This is revenge. Come on, show me how a hero fucks. Shit. Oh my god, you're not gonna last. I can see it, I can feel it. I don't fucking care. You're a busy man, Mr. Fireman. You've got lives to save. You just bust your nut as soon as you fucking please. Yes, oh, come inside me. Fuck. Oh my god. Hey, this. Well, yeah, that's one way I've wanted it. We're not doing that every time for no one, but definitely want to do that again sometime. Yeah, I don't know what came over you either, but yeah, I liked it. Now, why don't you let me go? Remind me of what a sweet guy you can be? Those are gonna leave a mark. No, baby, I don't care. I think maybe I would like to get, I don't know, some rope or maybe some velcro cuffs, you know, for the future, because I really do want to do this again, Mr. Fireman. Or, like, You can be Mr. Bossman or Policeman or whoever you need to be to get back in the headspace. For now though, just cuddle me for a bit. No, I think I may actually leave that plug right where it is for a bit. I mean, it got you to come, and I sure as fuck got fucked, but, well, I think what I might do is just snuggle up with you for a few minutes, and assuming we don't pass out from exhaustion right away, I think I might be open. I think I might open the window and roll us a joint, and we can, you know, have a smoke and see what that does. If it makes us all sleepy and ready for bed, or, you know, maybe when we pass out, that roach we thought was on the ground, we ground out the lights on something on fire. And Mr. Fireman will have to come back twice in one night. Maybe.